makers of X-Lax, the original chocolated laxative, present Strange as It Seems. Is your medicine chest stocked with different kinds of laxatives for the different members of your family? Does Dad feel he must have something strong and unpleasant? Does Mother take something else? And is there still another for the children? Well, they're taking up unnecessary space, and it's a waste of money. Because there's one laxative that is good for the whole family, children and grown-ups alike. X-Lax, the right laxative for every age. It's mild and gentle enough for the children, yet it's as effective as any laxative you can take. And here's something that's very important. X-Lax is a correctly timed laxative. It takes 6 to 8 hours to be effective. That's why it's kind to the system. So you see, all you need is one box in the medicine cabinet, ready for any member of the family. Get that box today at any drugstore.
The Owl Who Testified at a Trial. The well-known expression, "A little bird told me," proved too true in the case of the murder trial, which took place in 1933 in Pocatello, Idaho. For an owl was one of the principal witnesses for the plaintiff. The trial of the people versus Doty Lewis is now in progress in the federal court of Pocatello. Doty Lewis, an educated, handsome Bannock Indian, is on trial for the murder of Mabel Sawyer, 13-year-old Indian girl. The girl's mother, a Shoshone Indian, is on the witness stand. J.H. Peterson, counsel for Lewis, is questioning the Indian woman.
Now, Annie, you said a while ago that you first heard the news of your daughter Mabel's death from an owl.
Yes.
Well, what did the owl say?
Owl say, Annie missing, dead.
Annie missing, dead? I thought your daughter's name was Mabel.
Owl say, Annie missing, dead. Her name Annie, too.
Oh. Well, where was this owl?
Owl over Doty Lewis' house when he say.
Oh. Well, did he say anything about Doty Lewis?
Owl say nothing about Doty Lewis.
Well, then why do you think Doty Lewis murdered your daughter?
I tell. Mabel leave home one day.
Uh-huh.
She go visit grandmother.
Well, just why did she leave home?
We fight about something. She get mad. Go grandmother, Poog Ranch.
She went 8 miles to Peter Poog's ranch on foot?
I don't know.
Well, go on.
That day, Doty Lewis come my house. He ask for Mabel. I say Mabel not here. Doty Lewis go away.
And then what happened, Annie?
Doty Lewis not come back. Mabel never come back.
Well, why didn't you go over to her grandmother's and ask why Mabel didn't come back?
I'm mad. I glad she gone. I got lot other children take care of.
And so 2 weeks went by before you knew anything about what happened to your daughter, eh?
Yes.
Well, tell us what happened on the day you found out about Mabel.
I out in field. I getting corn. I near Doty Lewis' house. I see owl sitting Doty Lewis' roof. He looked me, say, Annie missing, dead.
He said words to you? Now, Annie, you know an owl can't talk.
Owl say, Annie missing, dead.
Very well, go on.
I go grandmother. No, find Mabel.
But if the girl's name is Mabel, why did the owl mean your daughter when he said Annie missing, dead?
I tell you, her name Mabel sometime. Honey, sometimes.
Oh, now, come. You must decide what her name is.
I object to that statement, Your Honor, on the ground that counsel is seeking to confuse the witness. Everyone knows that the Indians have different names for their children.
Objection sustained. Well, one more question. Annie, what did you do when you'd gone to Mabel's grandmother?
I find Mabel never go there. We all look for Mabel. Never find. 2 moons pass. Don Ingup find an island, Port Neuf River. She's choked to death.
Defense rests.
If it please, Your Honor, I will present one witness for rebuttal.
Very well.
John Wolftooth, take the stand.
Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, to help you, God?
Yes.
What's your name?
John Wolftooth.
Sit down.
John, will you tell the court what you know to be true about the Indian language?
Indian language is like sounds they hear in forest or on plains. In old days, when tribes were fighting with each other, we used different calls.
Will you explain that?
When Indian want to warn others that enemy was hiding near them, we give call of swallow. That means meeting in our language.
What does the call of the owl signify?
Cry of owl always means death in all Indian language.
Then it would be possible for an Indian to interpret the call of an owl to mean certain words in his language?
Yes. Once when I was in field and meadowlarks start calling me names, I very surprised.
Then you believe that the owl warned the mother of the death of her daughter, Mabel?
Yes. Owl could easily say, Annie, missing, dead, in Indian language. Any Indian would believe owl if it told him such a thing.
Your Honor, I object to the use of sounds and superstitions as testimony in this trial. Such things have no place in a federal courtroom.
Objection overruled.
Strange as it seems, in a federal court in Pocatello, Idaho, the words of an owl were actually accepted as testimony in the murder trial of an Indian accused of killing a young Indian girl. The Cowardly Hero. Monarch of half the world. Patron of Titian and other artists of the Italian Renaissance. Leader of conquering armies. Such a man was His Imperial Majesty Charles V, Emperor of the Holy Roman Empire, King of Spain in the Netherlands, ruler of Germany and Austria, King of Naples and Sicily, and Lord of the greater part of America. And yet this man was mortally afraid of one of the smallest things in the world. Spain is at war with Mohammedan pirates from Africa who have swept down on coast towns and preyed on commerce. Charles, as usual, leads his armies personally. Now he is at Malaga, where ravages of the pirates have been especially severe.
Castile, my spies have just told me that the Muslims plan an attack tomorrow at dawn. They know I am leading the army. They wish to capture me and hold me for ransom.
My soldiers are at your disposal as always.
Castile, these Muslims are good fighters. That means that all of us, Aragon, you and I, must take arms like the very soldiers themselves.
But, Your Majesty, would it not be better for you to remain safely guarded? We cannot risk losing the Emperor of the Holy Roman Empire.
I said we are short of men. I cannot set a bad example.
Ah, but you risk your life every day, sire. Tomorrow might be the end.
Then I will die. But I will never let it be said that Charles V was afraid to die on the field of battle.
Your Majesty, the pirates.
What?
They've landed.
Landed?
They're swarming through the streets.
Ah, they've deliberately lied about that attack tomorrow. Sound the alarm.
The alarm!
They must have known that my spies were among them. Castile, put on your armor. We must take arms immediately.
Your Majesty, don't rush out against them. Let me go in your place.
Never. Give me my sword, soldier.
Your shield, Your Majesty. Your shield.
I have no time for a shield. To arms. To arms. Death to the Muslims. Death. To the Muslims.
Well, Your Majesty, now that you have conquered your enemies, you can afford to sleep.
Ah, but once they nearly caught me, Castile.
Oh, Your Majesty.
I was in the thick of it. A Muslim suddenly struck me a glancing blow on the shoulder. I was protected by my armor, but it stunned me. I staggered. In that one moment, I came close to death.
Your Majesty, if you would only allow me to take your place.
No, Castile. No. I am not the man to allow others to do things for me. Ah, take it away.
What?
Take it away.
Your Majesty.
Look over there.
Where?
Running across the ground.
But it's so dark, I can't see.
A mouse.
What?
A mouse. Look, it's coming towards me. Oh, Santa Maria. Strike at it. Strike
at it. Calm yourself. Calm yourself, Your Majesty. Calm yourself. It's gone now. It ran off under those stones.
Oh, thank God.
Your Majesty.
Yes, Castile. You have found out my guilty secret. I am mortally afraid of mice.
But, Your Majesty, really...
Oh, I cannot overcome it. The very sight of one fills me with such terror that my heart nearly springs from my mouth. Can it be that... that deep down in my soul, after all, I'm a coward?
Strange as it seems, the great soldier Charles V of Spain, seemingly brave to the point of recklessness, was so afraid of mice that he went into paroxysms of terror at the sight of one. He was haunted by this strange fear throughout his entire life. Now, when we say insist on genuine X-Lax, it isn't just a catchphrase or an advertising slogan. Those two little words, genuine X-Lax, can make all the difference in the world to you. That difference is this. X-Lax is a correctly timed laxative, which means that it is kind to your system. It takes 6 to 8 hours to be effective. It's mild, gentle, and thorough, and so pleasant to take. Not like medicine at all. It tastes just like your favorite chocolate. So you see, X-Lax is everything a good laxative should be. There is only one genuine X-Lax, spelled E-X-L-A-X. The name is your guarantee. Al Capone might be surprised to hear that his counterpart lived way back in the 18th century. His name was... But listen to the next broadcast for this amazing story. You will also meet the man who fell 5 miles and yet is still alive. You have just heard Strange as It Seems by John Hicks, with original music composed and conducted by Felix Mills. All thoroughbred racehorses are descended from the same three stallions.